And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the 2025 and 26 winter sports season. We're talking Stewart girls basketball today, and we're joined on the phone lines by Coach Colin Sherman as the Broncos get ready for their season opener against what will be a very good opponent in Niobrara Verdigre. Colin, kind of a short break from the football season, but now you're back on the hard court.
Yep, it's usually a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have liked it to have been an even shorter break in between, but let's talk about this Bronco girls basketball team. Some talent coming back. Of course, you lost a couple of really good seniors that kind of led your team, and so I'm sure for this group, and there again, numbers won't be very big, but I'm guessing you're looking at some of those younger girls to kind of step up and fill the shoes of Reagan and Kettler and some of those other girls that were such good pieces for you in the last few years.
Yeah, when you lose five seniors, you know, in a small school, usually it's, you're going to have some young girls that have to step in a, you know, a starting role. But the sophomore class that we have, you know, they've got playing time last year, and they had a lot of playing time in volleyball. So, no, I think they'll be ready to go. As you know, they're young, but that's just the way it is. And I guess you could say, you know, we're kind of building for the next couple of years.
Yeah, we mentioned with those five seniors, a lot of good basketball out of those girls from the time. Basically, they were freshmen, sophomores. So, you know, Ellie and Addie Steinhauser, along with Kettler and Strikey. So, you know, replacing that production, you do have one returning senior, I know, and Cecilia Addison, and, you know, was good on the volleyball floor as the team's libero. So she can kind of be that glue player and kind of the only upperclassman that the team can kind of look to.
Yeah, she's our lone senior. You know, the other ones are sophomore and freshmen. So, I mean, she's been playing, you know, three, four years, whatever it is. And, I mean, she's gotten better. And, you know, she's kind of the calming presence, I guess, on the court. But, no, I mean, it's exciting at the same time just to see what we can do.
Well, you've had to go through this before in other years when the numbers were low. I mean, and it starts just being able to kind of rep things in practice when you don't really have the numbers of kids to do like 5-on-5 and some of that. So I'm sure you have to kind of get creative even when it comes to practicing.
Yeah, no, for sure. Our managers are going to have to step in sometimes, you know. And, you know, like you said, the seniors last year went through the same thing when they were sophomores, you know, and they – ended up having a pretty successful senior year. So that's kind of the point we try, you know, we keep coming across with, you know, just keep building, try to get better throughout the year.
Well, I know I've watched you in the past when you had those seasons. It's just kind of strategically using your timeouts to give your players a little break, and notice that you'll just kind of take a timeout about midway through each quarter and just let your team settle down, catch their breath a little bit. So I'm sure there comes a lot more management game time-wise for you when it comes to foul management and when it comes to timeout management, just to try to help the kids get through the game.
Yeah, when you talk about the foul stuff, the girls are going to have to really realize that, you know, especially these first couple weeks till Annie gets back. You know, that's going to be an obstacle for us, I guess you could say. But no, I mean, the timeouts, you just got to use one per quarter, probably is what it'll amount to be. And, you know, like I said, the fouling, the girls got to kind of understand.
Well, we mentioned Cecilia Addison. You mentioned Annie Ludwig, who's kind of working her way back from an injury. Let's talk about the rest of the kids on the squad.
Yeah, Kira. I mean, she had a big year last year for us. Great shooter, great ball player. Peyton Sheffield. I mean, just a great defender. She's all over the place. She's really grown offensively over the summer and into this winter. You know, Alyssa Carroll is going to be a post player for us. That, you know, she had some time for us last year, and you know, she's improved a lot. You know, and then Kimberlyn Cole coming in as a freshman, you know, sometimes you don't want to throw it right at the freshman early, but, you know, in this instance, she's going to get all the time. You know, she got a lot of time in volleyball, so I don't think it's going to be too big for her. But, you know, like I said, it's just a thing to where, you know, we're going to have to grow throughout the year, and it'd be exciting to see how well we grow and, you know, how much better they improve.
Well, you start out Thursday with a Niobrara Verdigris team that will return one of the better players in the conference in Delaney Runnels, and a team that should be up there challenging for an NVC title. But, boy, the NVC overall has got some pretty good teams this year. St. Mary's going to field another quality squad. Elgin Public, Pope John going to be good. North Central will be deep. You know, Boyd County always has, run 8, 9, 10 girls out there. So you're going to see a lot of teams. Ainsworth, new to the conference, that has some returning experience. So, you know, a lot of teams that really are going to be vying for that upper echelon of the NVC.
Yeah, no, NVC is always competitive. You always have your team towards the top, and it is what it is every year. Sometimes we're one of those top teams, but, you know, right now we're just working to get there, and we'll see how it goes. You know, hopefully the injury bug doesn't bite us anymore, and I just keep saying our young girls just got to keep improving.
Well, wish you the best of luck, Colin, and we'll look forward to seeing the Broncos on the court on Thursday. So we'll look forward to catching up with you as the season goes on.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That is Stewart girls basketball coach Colin Sherman joining us here as we preview the 2025 and 26 winter sports season.